Peace, stars. This is your boy. Hey, peace, guys. This is your boy, Eru, the Anistar, host of the Dynasty Podcast. I'm going to be giving you a podcast about Luka Vildoza, about the most unlike... All right, let me start that over. This is funny. Messing around with it. Peace, diehards. It's your boy, Eruden. Let me not do that. Let me wipe my face off. All right. Let me do it like a... Peace, diehards. It's your boy, Eru, host of the Dynex Podcast, and I'm doing a video that's not live because the topic is not that hot, man. We're going to be talking about Luka Vildoza, and let's just get it over with. So as you can see here on the left-hand side of my screen, on the right-hand side of yours, just a bunch of videos of Luka Vildoza. Most of these videos were done like the last time when he first got here. So just scroll through them, man. You got Luka Vildoza highlights. You know, people were hype up on him, including myself. I made a video for myself, man. But we got a couple guys here, some of your favorite guys. You got Sim Show. You got everybody's show here talking about Luka Vildoza, how good he was. Pick and roll maestro, you know what I'm saying? We land Vildoza with an exclamation point. You know, we're all on that train, you know what I'm saying? Good luck to him and this and the other. But it turns out that we got rid of him, man. So this video here in particular, the one that against Nigeria, you know, I mean, 8 points, 2 rebounds, I mean, against Nigeria. You know, with somebody with so much hype on this kid, man, we thought that he was going to be a lot better than he was. So, I mean, it's not even worth talking about it, man. Luka versus Australia, he didn't have a good showing against them. Fast forward to the Summer League. Knicks Summer League. He got exposed a lot. I want to talk about pace. He kind of played with pace a little bit where, you know, it looked good, but then he was getting stripped. This particular game here against the Toronto Raptors, I believe that's right in that video right there. He's getting stripped in this picture that you're looking at. It's not even worth clicking. He got stripped really bad because he's just not as athletic as everyone else out there, man. So it is what it is. So anyway, for those that follow me, Dynex Podcast, if you haven't ever been to the YouTube, there goes the thing right there. For those that haven't done it so yet, let me use the time now to say, please subscribe to the podcast. Post a lot of podcasts, a lot of content with guests and things of that nature when the time comes for that. And, you know, I'm going to constantly post things. There's no off-season for me, and I'm just going to keep that moving. Also, hit the thumbs up while you're at it. So anyway, this is the Dynex page here, man. So I also talked about Vildoza, so just click my videos. For those that haven't seen, like I said, I post a lot of content here. But you're going to see it. It's going to stick out like a sore thumb, this Luka Vildoza video. So as we scroll down here, let me know when you see it. Scream when you see it. Ah! The first video... where is it? Here it is. The first video is right here. Luka Vildoza, as you can see from the thumbnail there, we all was pretty excited. I got the background here. I don't know if you want to take a look at the way I looked, you know. Got to wait for the internet to kick in. So as you can see on the right-hand side of the page, man, there goes Luca Vildoza. I mean, you can see I was excited. I got the Pablo Piccioni picture right next to him. So you can see my pretty face there. That's what it is. Let me get rid of this. So just as quick as we got him, we didn't really get that much of a showing of him. I mean, he was hurt. He was in a walking boot. But at the same time, if you look at his Instagram page, he's out there partying in the clubs and stuff. So there's nothing else to see here, man. We got that dude Rokas right now that's kicking ass in Europe. I guess we'll talk about him when the time comes, man. But I guess he's a better prospect for us to talk about in the future. But right now we got all the guards we're going to use, all the young guys we're going to use at the guard position, all the veterans we're going to use at the guard position. So, you know, without really shitting on this kid so much, looking for those just not needed at the moment, man. So let him go back to his country, Argentina. Let him go back to Real Madrid or wherever he was playing. Have a good career. That's not nice. Yeah, so this is probably going to be one of the shortest podcasts I've ever done, man. So, you know, looking for those who was here. He showed what he could do, which it wasn't much. He ended up getting hurt. He's in a walking boot. He got to go back to Europe, bro. So, you know, much respect to him, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, when we first came in there, all Knicks fans gave him all the respect in the world. So now, you know, he wasn't able to show up and prove how good he was or whatever. And like let's be truthful, man. All the comparisons to all these European players, man, it just didn't translate, man. He did not have the athleticism to keep up with it. It could have been the foot, it could be, you know, but you know, either you could play or you can. You can't hide that fact. Okay, once again, shout out to Rokas. That's over there in Europe. We got him in the stash and he's showing a lot of moxie, a lot of athleticism, a lot of strength. A lot of ability to shoot, pass, and everything, man. So that's a prospect that I'm going to be looking forward to down the road. But right now, we got all the guards that we can use. We got all the veterans we can use at guard. We got all the young guys that we can use at guard, man. So much respect to Luca Vildoza. I wish him well. Hope he has a great career and wherever he does next. But it won't be on the Knicks, man. So that's too much time already. So I see you guys in the next one. E-Roll out. Four fingers to the forehead, tucking the thumb. Salute. And I'll catch you guys in the next one. Peace.